It's the California Update from KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A vote in Congress has imperiled California's new state-run retirement program, just as officials prepare to launch it. The House of Representatives voted Wednesday to repeal a federal rule allowing the program. Ben Bradford reports from Sacramento.
Under California's Secure Choice program, companies that don't offer retirement plans must automatically enroll workers in a state-run plan unless they opt out. It could affect almost 7 million Californians. But congressional Republicans are overturning an Obama-era rule that expressly permits this. Without it, it's not clear Secure Choice is legal, says state treasurer and gubernatorial candidate John Chung, who oversees the program.
It would make it very, very difficult. I know there would be a lot of high thinking as to what we could do in place of the Department of Labor rule, but it would just be better if everybody was on the same page.
The rule also exempts the program from a federal retirement law and therefore taxpayers and companies from liability. The financial services industry has been the main opponent of both the federal rule and California's program, arguing it leaves workers without protection. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Repeal of the rule still requires a majority vote in the Senate and the president's signature. Nearly 100 workers are part of a 24/7 crew assigned to the emergency Lake Oroville spillway repair project. Department of Water Resources Acting Director Bill Croyle says those workers are placing 1,200 tons of material in the emergency spillway per hour.
And certainly this community has seen an awful lot of trucks, et cetera, go through, a lot of helicopters flying around, and that's an important part of our proactive contingency plans that we're putting in place to protect the emergency spillway should we need to use it again.
Coyle, however, says the likelihood of it being used anytime soon is waning. Water runoff flowing into Lake Oroville has decreased significantly over the past week, and upcoming storm systems do not pose an immediate threat. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. Your comments always welcome at listener@krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.